In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my brethren, we started again the intermission, fasting, Lent. Today, also, the Church celebrates the bringing out of the cross and in the memory of the two victories that the Greek and the Russians had. The Greek were fighting against the pagans, and so did the Russians. And they both depended not on their strength, but on the power of the Lord and the Theotokos and the life-giving cross. And both the Greek king and the Russian prince, they both had great victories because they sent out before their armies, first of all, the leaders had received communion and prayed hard and made the soldiers to pray, and they depended again not on their strength but on the Lord and his life-giving cross. Just like the first emperor, the Constantine the Great, the equal to the apostles, that he had done also to win the victory. And so the Church celebrates today. We had a service yesterday where the cross was brought out as he is in the time of the when we have the holiday, major feast day of the elevation of the cross. The same thing was done last night. And why is the cross so powerful? Because on the cross the Lord had made the final victory over the filthy enemy that always attacks us, and it is tricking people to believe that first of all he doesn't exist, and so he sets one person against the other person. He causes all kinds of frictions and hatred to make sure that the people cannot fulfill the law of God, to love God with all the heart and mind and might in the soul, and to love their neighbor as themselves. And once we are tricked by the enemy and we start fighting against the flesh and blood instead of against the filthy scums, we have no chance to be able to survive. And so that's why the enemy had made sure that most of the people in the world don't believe that he even exists. And he just sets people against people and gets his victory. But the Lord had conquered him on the cross. He'd taken up on himself all the sins of the whole world. And in today's reading the gospel, we have been reminded of what the Lord had done, how the people had cried out, crucify him, crucify him, and how Pilate tried to free him, and yet they demanded that the bishops of that time said that, well, since he makes himself says that he is the Son of God, he has to die. And see, they didn't want to accept that. And today, to my great sorrow, many of our people, and many of the people, the Russian people, and all the other peoples of all the nations, they really do not recognize that Jesus Christ is truly the Son of God, the creator of all the universe. And because they don't recognize that, they are not willing to obey the gospel and not willing to live according to the gospel. And of course they forget. And they forget that the Lord had many a times, if we study the gospel, we know what he had cast out the demons. That the demons are real things that are always fighting against human beings, or against all the creation of God. As you remember, the one time when the Lord cast out the demons, they asked him to give permission to enter into the herd of pigs. And he allowed them to do that. And what did they do with the pigs? Immediately they send them to death. And that's what the enemy is all about. He always wants to send all of us into death. And today the Church also will commemorating the memory of the beautiful seven children of Salamania, who were boys that from small age and up to the teenagers, that they were standing up for the truth and to fulfill the law of Moses. And when they did, the government of that time, the king tried to make them to break the fasting rules. What they did, they went one by one to go went through tortures, and finally were killed right in front of their mother. And the mother, when she buried them, suffering, co-suffering of the children, at the same time from the joy that they're all going to the heaven, she had given up her ghost to. And the teacher, Eleazar, who was the priest that they had taught them, they all have died for the truth. And this is what the example that we have to have. We have to understand it. And the fasting rules are there for us so that we will fulfill them, and we should be like them. We should rather die than to break the fasting rules. Of course, there may be some excuses. There may be somebody that's very sick, and then the church doesn't demand that they would be keeping the fasting, but it has to be legitimate. But most of us that are still able to, we absolutely should keep the fasting. And remember the beautiful children that died for keeping the fasting and not breaking the rule. And this was still in the Old Testament. And yet they all died, and the church feels, of course, they died for Christ because they believed in the Messiah, that he's coming. There's also many of the Old Testament people that they lived in the belief of Jesus, that he is going to be the Messiah, the Son of God, is going to save them, which he did. And he does save everyone that believes in him. So through this little fasting that we have, only 2 weeks, let's try to really do it seriously from our hearts. Not only the changing of the diet, but really to try to fulfill the fasting in every way. With the eyes, with the arms, hands, and with all our senses. Let us fast, and let us deny ourselves those things that we usually take as giving ourselves pleasures or entertainments. Let's give all this up to really do the fasting with prayer. The most important thing it is for us to do more praying at a time of fasting. We cannot truly fast properly without prayer. And then, of course, the Lord teaches us this kind. We heard that in the last Sunday, that this kind of demons are being cast out only by prayer and fasting. And this is what we have to do. Once Metropolitan told us that we will have the enemy nestled in our heart, and the demons, and we have the proof of that. Every time our heart comes cold and we have no use for our neighbors or for our loved ones, and we cannot, not interested in the spiritual things and reading the gospel or hearing sermons or venerating the icons, all that, you can be sure at that time you have the enemy nestled in your heart. And the only way to kick him out is by prayer and fasting. And we do that with the help of Mother of God, and we'll cleanse our hearts so that we'll be able to rejoice really with her when the time comes for the dormition. May God bless all of us for this small but strict fasting for these next 2 weeks, and give us the strength to fulfill all the things that we must. Amen.